You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. There are no meetings or activities at City Hall today, but on Monday there are four committees scheduled to hold meetings. The Board of Public Works, Board of Zoning Appeals, Aviation Board, and Board of Harbor Commissioners will meet. There are also meetings later in the week next week for the Redevelopment Authority and Economic and Community Development Commission. With construction season beginning, there have been dozens of rezoning and permit requests for the city government to consider so far in 2025. The La Crosse County Board passed a resolution and sent it to state and federal legislators urging Congress to avoid cutting funds for Medicaid. In particular, the county mentions the potential for losing funding for mandated programs for children and the elderly, skilled nursing services, WIC, and mental health. The resolution states that the proposed federal cuts would devastate the county's budget to continue providing those services, and that the bill may pass too quickly for the public to understand the local impacts. Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close. Town halls for federal legislators have been a source of conflict this session, with more. Here's Civic Media Savannah Tome Olson.
Town halls have been a point of contention for months now. Republicans have held them all over the country and here in Wisconsin, and when they do, they've been met with boos and protesters. Representative Derek Van Orden claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators.
The reason we're doing this in this format is because George Soros is funding groups of people to go around the country and disrupt Republican town halls. And that is just disrespectful to you. And I'm not going to allow those folks to do that.
The leader of congressional campaign that the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents. And then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents. Because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first.
Here in western Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden has been holding a series of virtual town halls. The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Bernard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline. A bill in the state legislature would restrict renewable energy projects in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects, and it outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under this legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans of each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility and give at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin.
The bill would also give Wisconsin-based utilities first dibs on building new high-voltage lines. Federal budget cuts planned in a bill currently in Congress are set to close over 24 research laboratories and collaborative offices for the NOAA. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health.
Already, the agency has been affected by mass layoffs of probationary employees by the Trump administration the past 2 months. Republicans are proposing changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. The bill mandates creation of a division of reemployment assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday.
Another bill being considered would ban tax dollars from being used by local governments for guaranteed income programs. After failed referendums this spring, school districts across Wisconsin are now having to adjust their budgets, triggering staff and programming cuts. In western Wisconsin, Prairie du Chien is removing several girls' athletic programs, including dance, cheerleading, and gymnastics. The district is also cutting several positions, closing an elementary school, and reducing its athletics and technology budgets. Across the state, Fond du Lac is cutting 27 staff members, while Beloit will cut over $6 million from its budget after slashing nearly $12 million last year. Today will be about normal for this time of year temperature-wise. We'll top out at the mid-50s in most places. That continues through Sunday, when we'll have our next chance of rain in the evening hours. After that, we'll warm up into the mid-60s to low 70s by the middle of next week, with scattered rain chances on most days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Is it Dane time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, there's lots of new material hitting the big screen. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan, who plays twin brothers, is pulling a near 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The horror thriller follows the twin brothers as they move back to their hometown and start over, but find that evil awaits. Opening in limited release is David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, a horror drama where a widower businessman creates a device that can contact the dead. If you're in the mood for an offbeat rom-com that is LGBTQ+ friendly, check out The Wedding Banquet. It is pulling a certified fresh rating of 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, there is Sneaks, a comedy family adventure about a misplaced designer sneaker who is taken out of the confines of his luxurious shoebox and is thrust into the world of less desirable shoes, hoping to find his soulmate. No reviews on this one yet. I mean, it's a movie about a shoe. Let's lace them up and go to the movies. After going into space, thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. Nate Bargatze's star continues to rise. The comedian is selling out theaters and has multiple TV and film projects in the pipeline. As it turns out, he wasn't busy enough, so he will host the 77th Emmy Awards broadcast. Bargatze calls the gig a huge honor to host such an iconic awards show and added that he is beyond excited to work with CBS to create a night that can be enjoyed by families around the world. Huh. You might not have heard Amanda Bynes' name in a while, but the former child star is excited to announce that she is now on OnlyFans. That's right, the What a Girl Wants star says fans can interact with her for just $50 a month. But hold on, perverts, there is a catch. Bynes says she will not offer any racy content. I know what you're thinking. I already pay OnlyFans thousands of dollars a month to watch attractive women bake cookies and read scripture. Good luck, Amanda. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A lingering shower or thundershower this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and a bit cooler today. We'll stay in the mid to upper 50s temperature-wise. Tonight down to 39, tomorrow partly cloudy, 56. Partly cloudy Easter Sunday with late day and evening showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.